from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
I do this all the time. I try to tweet out what's going on in the show right before I go on, and then I realize I hit it. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to rock and roll, and then I made a mistake. I did not capitalize bills. The other thing is, like, it happens to me sometimes, but I see other people do it too. Now, when I do it, I mean, I know there's no apostrophe in bills, right? Buffalo Bills. But you read literally people who do put it in headlines, an apostrophe, or... And it can be a mistake. Sometimes I'll tweet it out, and I like to talk to text a lot, right? So I'll say something like, the Buffalo Bills set their 53-man roster on Tuesday, and there were a few surprises. Like, I might text that into my phone, talk that into my phone, and when I look at it, it's B-I-L-L apostrophe S, like it belongs to Bill. So I have to go and change it. And if I don't notice it for some reason, I just glance over it, which I can do, then it goes out like that. I'm like, crap, I can't do that, got to change it. I actually see some people put B-I-L-L apostrophe S and they kind of don't know the difference or don't realize it at all, which is kind of weird. Anyway, that just kind of happened now, which is that I just tweeted out that a day after the Bills roster was set, we're going to talk about it today here on WGR Sports Radio 550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. So thanks for being with me. Today, a big show for you. We're going to hear from several of the Bills players from yesterday. How about this? The three new Bills players. My goal is to get you yesterday the sound from the three new Bills players. Actually, two new Bills players and one that's been here but made the team in Joe Andreessen. But we're going to do that. My plan is to get that to you soon, and you can hear from them everything they said yesterday. Also talked to Jamarcus Ingram, and I talked to Cam Lewis, as well as Joe Andreessen, about three University at Buffalo products making the Buffalo Bills. All three, by the way, undrafted free agents. How crazy, right? How cool. Speaking of the UB Bulls, Paul Peck's going to join me at 11:30 to preview tonight's game. The Bulls tonight, at home, opening the season against Lafayette from the Patriot League. Talked with Pete Lembo last week. You heard that? It's going to be really interesting. The Pete Lembo era begins tonight, right across the street, basically, from where I'm sitting here in our Amherst studios. So that's at 11:30. We'll kind of go backward here. At 11 o'clock, Adam Krautwurst is going to join me. We're going to talk fantasy football. Yes, it is that time. Lots of you have drafts going on this weekend. We'll get you all set. One more time to get buttoned up for your draft. If you don't do your draft this weekend, well, I shouldn't say when you're going to do it. I actually have a draft the night before the season starts. Every year we do a draft the night before the season starts. I mean, it's a little late, but at least you know every starting quarterback, pretty much every injury that's going on in the league. At least guys like, you know, long-term and things like that. At 10:30 today, told you we got a lot going on. Our buddy Marcel Louis Jacques is going to join me. Marcel used to cover the Bills here for ESPN, NFL Nation. He now covers the Miami Dolphins. He's been there for a few years. Mike White comes from Miami to Buffalo. Talked yesterday with Paul Esden, Boy Green, about Mike White's time with the Jets. But how about Mike White's time with the with the Dolphins as he comes over to the Bills? So we got a full pack show for you today. 10:30, Marcel Louis Jacques, 11 o'clock, Adam Krautwurst, 11:30, Paul Peck. In the meantime, your phone calls at 803-0550 here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. So yesterday, the Bills set their practice squad right a little after 2 o'clock, just before 2:30 when we heard from Brandon Bean. Thank you very much to Bills PR, doing that, putting that right out so we could talk to Bean about it. That was nice, good timing. Not coincidental, but very nice for all of us to be able to just kind of know exactly who's on the practice squad and what we were looking at and we could ask about. But that's always fluid. That's always changing. And today, how about this? We already have reports of a practice squad addition for the Bills. Lewis Cine, who is a former first-round pick of the Minnesota Vikings just 2 years ago. Apparently, according to Mike Garofalo, Ian Rappaport, and others, is signing with the Buffalo Bills practice squad. Now, Cine is a player who, when he came into the league, he was thought very highly of. In fact, he was drafted in the first round, the last pick overall in the first round, by the way, a couple of years ago. But a few weeks into his NFL career, had a severe broken leg. Missed the entire rest of his rookie season in 2022. Came back last year, did wind up playing early in the season, and then they made him inactive pretty much most of the rest of the year except for a couple games. It was tough for him to get on the field. I don't know how much the injury necessarily played into that, recovering from it. Just wasn't the same player maybe they thought they would get when they drafted him. Didn't develop maybe in that regard. So this is not a player that, oh my God, they're getting this former first-round pick who's put a lot of time in and he's really developed and he's sensational. That's not the case. But it is a player that the Buffalo Bills obviously want to get a look at as a young player, a safety, a position where they've had some injuries, they've had a lot of changeover, obviously, and maybe they had a really good grade on him when he came out of college. He was a first-round pick, right? But the bigger thing here is, too, the relationship with Jamel Adai. That is his former college coach, who is now with the Bills, coaching defensive backs, coaching corners, I think specifically, but in the secondary. So that relationship mattered, and apparently he's going to be signing with the Bills. Still nothing on Jalen Virgil, but Brandon Bean did say yesterday, the wide receiver for the Broncos, the Bills are still talking with him, and that is a possibility they could bring him in. The Bills' practice squad is at 16 right now. As I reported yesterday, as we didn't know going into the day but found out later, Kingsley Jonathan actually gets an exemption this year because the Bills have designated him as an international player. Every team gets one international player on their practice squad who is exempt to give you a 17th player. And there are some different qualifications that go along with that. Kingsley Jonathan was born in Nigeria, came to the United States when he was 16, played 2 years of high school football. He meets those qualifications. So the Bills designated him as an international player on the practice squad, allowing them one extra practice squad player. So if they sign Cine, he'll be their next guy, and they don't have to do anything. If they also sign Virgil, then you'll have to make a move. And if they sign Virgil, my guess is it's probably a receiver that goes out, not totally sure, maybe Deion Kane. I don't know. People could suggest KJ Hamler. I think the Bills want a little punt return insurance in Hamler and Hardy. Maybe Kane's the last guy, but we'll see. They could also elect to go somewhere else and just say we need a lot of wide receivers. Of course, yesterday, the story of, in fact, Tuesday, I should say, the story on Tuesday for the Buffalo Bills really was Joe Andreessen here locally making the team. 53-man roster. We've seen the viral video. Eric Rupp talking to the Lancaster High School team, then breaking out into the Buffalo Joe chant. So yesterday, Joe Andreessen's first full day in uniform out on a practice field with an NFL team as an actual rostered player. We caught up with him I was part of the media group to talk with him. Here's Buffalo Bills linebacker, Lancaster High School, and UB product, Joe Andreessen.
What was the moment like when you realized you were making the team?
I would say definitely grateful. That's probably the best word to use. Grateful just to have the trust of the coaches. But I would say it was kind of like a switch because there's still a lot left to be done. A lot left to prove, not to only me, but my teammates now, because I'm given that opportunity to be on this team to help this team win. So, yeah, it's, in this league, there's no security. So I just keep coming out here, putting work in every day, put good stuff on tape, and do everything I can to help this team win.
When you think back to the spring and you're just an invitee here, did you even dare to think that this would be where you're going to be in August here?
That was the goal. So, to say no to that question would be a lie, because then I'd just be wasting my time. You know, I came in here to try and prove I can play football. But to say that there was, like, no doubt or anything like that would be lying. You know, obviously, you know, you have bad days and stuff like that. You get down on yourself just like anyone else. I think, I believe in myself. Just happy how it worked out. Yeah.
How did you find out? And then what did you do right after that?
I got word from my agent in the morning that it looked good. And, we had practice and stuff yesterday, so it was just a normal day for me pretty much. Like I said, definitely my first time being in a professional organization and seeing, whatever you want to call it, cut day happen, kind of different vibe to the building and everything like that. I saw a lot of my friends and people that I've grown close to over the past months get let go, so it's kind of a bittersweet in that sense.
Who was the first call when you did find out and you knew it was, like, for sure?
One of my agents called me and said that I was at home, so my mom was working from home that day, and my dad was home, so they kind of found out, and then I called my girlfriend, so, yeah, girlfriend.
Did you see the video of the Lancaster team yesterday when the coach told the news?
I did, yeah. That made me smile. That was very cool. Because I was in that position too, not that long ago, so definitely cool.
Now that you've made the team, what's the next step for you in terms of switching to a different mentality? You were obviously grinding it out just to make the roster. Now, like you said, not secure in your roster spot,
yeah,
but different role.
Yeah, I wouldn't say pressure is the right word, but something to lock in even more for. If I've, God willing, if I'm out there on Sunday, I'm going to have to make plays for this team. And, I've been a fan of this team for a while, so there's even more to, like, maybe than the average player. Like, I want this team to win, no doubt, this organization to win.
Joe, who was your favorite Buffalo Bill growing up?
I'd probably say recently it was, Matt Milano, probably, over since he's been playing. So I know he's my teammate, so, but, yeah. Yeah. So Matt Milano, yeah.
Brandon Bean mentioned the local pro day and how that allows this organization with guys like you to maybe have a different experience, more intimate and things like that. What do you remember from the local pro day and who you interacted and met with here?
I met with everyone I see around the building now, but at the time I didn't know. I didn't exactly know. I knew who Brandon Bean was and Coach McDermott, obviously, just from, watching the news and stuff like that. But, I didn't know maybe all the coaches and everything like that. It's a day that people can come in, much like myself, and try and show you belong. So, great opportunity.
What's it been like with the whole Buffalo Joe thing and just everything that's going on around town and what that's been like for you?
It's been cool.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You know, I love this city. I love Western New York. Going to Bryan, you know, you'd ask my teammates there. I'm always talking about Buffalo and stuff like that. Maybe it gets a bad name for the weather and everything like that. But, you know, I grew up here. I have a special attachment here. So, seeing that stuff's cool. Just like the blue-collar mentality of Buffalo. I think that's what makes it great.
How'd you get in the J.P. Losman picture? What was that all about? What do you recall from
it? I don't recall much. I know it was that training camp when I couldn't even tell you what age, but obviously very young. And they used to have, I think my mom is telling me, right, used to have like a picture tent where the guys, autograph signing tent. So, but yeah, we went in there when I was little and got that picture taken.
Does it seem real that you were a member of the Buffalo Bills?
I had a lot of people tell me congratulations, kind of, just within the building yesterday. Not many like rookie tryout or even undrafted guys, period, make it. And they were telling me congrats and, I don't know if I take compliments the best way. I just kind of laugh because it's like, it doesn't feel real. You know, it doesn't feel like yesterday or today, you know, just another work day. To answer that question, no. Yeah.
Were you like a Zubaz guy? Break tables or?
No.
How deep does your Bills fandom go?
I was never a break table guy. I've seen tables been broken before. I'd go to the grass lot. That's where me and my childhood friends would go. Yeah.
That is Joey Andreessen, a member of the Buffalo Bills 53-man roster. Of course, Lancaster High School, Bryant University, University at Buffalo. Really great story. Good for him. I mean, he's got to keep working every day, though. Every day's a job interview, right? That's what you say. It's Brandon Bean said he was checking every box along the way all the time, and he continued to do that. And he earned his spot. He earned his spot on the Bills 53. Now, is he active on game day? I don't know. That might be too much to ask at this point. You never know, though. But we'll see a week from Sunday if he's active against the Arizona Cardinals and, you know, where this journey takes him and where he ultimately winds up. People have asked, what does a contract look like? Generally, UDFAs, undrafted free agents, whether you whether you're signed right out of college or you sign later, it's generally a three-year contract. So that's a standard for UDFA. I'll confirm on that, but that should be the case for Joe as well. And that means the Bills would have rights to him for the next 3 years at a minimal salary. And then the Bills would have, you know, a restricted free agency right as well on him. But that's every undrafted free agent generally. There could be some exceptions here or there. The Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. By the way, speaking of Northtown, next Thursday, a week from today is the opening of the NFL season, of course, right? Ravens at Chiefs. You know what else it is? It's me live at Northtown Kia. So I'll tell you a little bit more about that later, but 10 to 12 next week, Northtown Kia, Sheridan Drive, going to have some WGR swag, going to have Paula's Donuts there, and you're going to have me. So just come for the swag and the donuts. I don't care, but I'll say hi to you anyway, all right? The Buffalo Bills, next Thursday, will be preparing for the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals, interestingly enough, are one of the few teams who have less reps and snaps for their starters than the Bills had this preseason. The Bills hardly played their starters. What, Josh Allen played two series? One quarter? That was it. The plan was for more, but they didn't. The plan was for none for the starters and Kyler Murray in the offense for the Arizona Cardinals, and they got none. Kyler Murray didn't play. Trey McBride didn't play. Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't play. James Conner didn't play. So if there's any concern over the Bills and reps and being in rhythm and playing right away in week one without having all of that, I would say that concern can be a little bit tempered by the fact that their opponent had less than them. None. Everybody's different in how they treat the, you know, preseason. And that's how Arizona treated it. The Bills yesterday made it official. They signed Mike White to the practice squad. Now, there is still some wondering whether or not Mitch Trubisky will be ready to play week one. But as I keep reminding everybody, it's not just week one. Mitch Trubisky doesn't have to be ready to play necessarily in 10 days from now. He's basically got to be ready to play a week from now. He's got to prepare. You can't just have the guy take no reps at all in practice and not know the game plan and then just show up on Sunday. I don't think that's ideal. I mean, that you could do it. You know, technically, sure, you could do it. Operationally, you could do it. I just don't think the Bills want to do something like that. So Mike White comes in, a guy that's going to get a crash course in the playbook very quickly. And then we'll see. Does he get elevated from the practice squad for that game? Does he actually sign a contract and put Mitch Trubisky on IR for that game and then the next 3 weeks after that? We'll see how it all plays out. But Mike White comes to the Bills. We all remember what happened when he played against the Bills here in Buffalo a few years ago. Four interceptions. Matt Milano with an unbelievable hit on him. And, yeah, I mean, Mike White is a gunslinger. And I've always appreciated that about his mentality. The interceptions are a little too many when you look in that category. What, 9 touchdowns, 13 interceptions? But I always have respected his game and have said that he's a guy that he's going to go out there and he's going to try and make a play. He's not going to be check down Charlie or just be conservative, but when he gets in a rhythm, he's really good. We heard that from Boy Green yesterday, Paul Esden. That was the thing about Mike White that he said that stood out to him in his time with the Jets, which is when he's in a rhythm, he's really good. When things start to snowball, it can get a little frustrating and hairy because he tries to make a few too many plays then and things just aren't going well and then they get really bad. Well, let's hope the Bills necessarily don't have to use him week one. I mean, let's hope they don't have to use him other than to kneel down at the end of the game maybe if he plays. But we'll see where it goes with Mike White. Here is the newest quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. We caught up with him yesterday after practice, Mike White.
Welcome. Yeah. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
What went into the decision to come here?
Just talking to Bean, and they even pulled Josh into it, and Joe, just all honestly seeing this place from afar, too, for all these years. Contributed, but yeah, I thought it was a good opportunity. All you hear about is like the locker room, the culture and stuff like that, so I knew that would be cool to be a part of. So yeah, I thought it was a good opportunity, and I'm grateful for it and excited to be here.
Can you tell us through the process like how it all happened for you, the Bills reaching out for you after obviously you're released? How did all that go down for you?
Yeah, it was pretty quick. I think because I'm a veteran, I don't have to clear waivers, so that probably helped speed the process along. But yeah, I mean, I got released in Miami, hopped in the car, drove up to Tampa. That's where I live, and hung out at the house. The next thing I know, my agent called me, said, hey, Bean's going to reach out. So Bean reached out, and the next thing I know, I get a text from Josh with 2 eye emojis and all that good stuff. So it did kind of happen pretty quick, so which is nice because you never want to be out for too long. So, yeah, I mean, nothing more than that.
Mike, do you have any other connections in this organization, anybody you've worked with in the past, things like that?
Joe, I mean, I've known Joe for quite some time, family friends from back in Pembroke Pines, but I mean, I know Ty, obviously played with Ty Johnson, played with Darrington, know Josh from our Manning Academy and draft process days, and Marquez Valdez-Scantling, I've known him from our USF days. So besides that, not really on the coaching side of it besides Joe, but yeah, again, happy to be here, happy to meet these guys and get to know them.
What about the idea of Mitch's status is uncertain, so you kind of have to get up to speed pretty quickly just in case thrust in action. How challenging is that? And just surface level here, how tough of a task do you think that's going to be?
Yeah, we've been, me and Kyle Shermer have been having a crash course in this offense. So, yeah, I mean, it helps that I've been through a couple systems and been through a couple spots, so you start to learn how to learn offenses. And granted, it's kind of easier when you're getting ready for a team, so there's a specific game plan that you can kind of hone in on. You're not having to learn the entire offense at once. And if something catastrophic happens, I'm sure we'll have a set of plays, all that good stuff. But yeah, I mean, at this point, just kind of taking it day at a time. Felt like a rookie back out there today and just getting told from I didn't know what drills we were doing, and you know what I mean? So that wasn't fun. But besides that, they've been awesome. They understand the circumstances. They've been super accommodating, helpful. Any questions I have, Kyle's been there. I feel like I've seen him more these past 2 days than he's probably seen his wife. So probably have to get him something nice for teaching me like I'm a rookie all over again. But it's been fun.
Bean said that one of the things he liked about you watching from afar is whether you were starting or coming into a game, you kind of played with no fear and you just went out there and did it. What's that mindset like for you? How did you develop that?
Yeah, the no fear thing has kind of bit me in the butt a couple of times because when I go to Highmark, I'm sure there's going to be a piece of my rib on the 30-yard line. But, I don't know. I mean, when you kind of have to make your way in this league, like in ops are few and far between, you got to take advantage of it. And you got to be fearless. I mean, when I kind of learned that the hard way, my second camp in Dallas, you know, just cut it loose and have fun and no regrets. So that's kind of how I want to play and smart with it, you know, not risk the ball too much. But yeah, it's just cut it loose. And I think it helps when you're prepared and you're confident. So that's why I try to prepare my tail off and know as much as I can. And so I can be able to go out there and play like that.
That is Mike White, newest Buffalo Bills quarterback. He joins the Bills after a few years with the Jets and then going to the Dolphins. He did not have to pass through waivers, which is what he said, which is how everything happened so quickly. The Bills basically said, okay, gave him a call. And then how about Josh Allen sent him some eyeball emojis, basically, hey, let's get to work here, right? Okay, one more new Buffalo Bill we need to hear from. Brandon Codrington. Caught up with him after practice yesterday. This is the young man the Bills traded for from the New York Jets, who comes in and basically becomes their immediate punt and kick returner.
I just feel like it's really just another opportunity for punt returners. So, yeah, that sounds good.
You mentioned that you put on waivers, but yeah. To have a team want to trade for you exactly. is a good sign. Yeah. I mean, what's the feeling like knowing that the Bills wanted to acquire you in that way?
You know, it's really a blessing. You know, it's still kind of nerve wracking. You know, I don't know anybody, so I'm trying to get everybody's name to face and face the name, however you want to call it. But you know, trying to get the nerves out the way. You know, I felt kind of nervous today at practice. So, you know, just trying to get that out the way and, you know, just ball.
It's a lot. Brandon, what's the windiest you've ever had to field a punt in a football game?
I feel like today. So, yeah, like I dropped my first kickoff return and just the wind is a little different. So, you know, I just have to get adjusted. I just came back from the stadium, actually. Just caught some punts in the stadium and trying to get adjusted to that.
Outside you haven't seen reps. Nothing yet.
Outside of reps, what can you do to get used to the wind?
I feel like it's just reps, like you said. You know, I feel like it's not something you can watch film on, or it's not something you just have to get a feel for it, you know. And I'm going to try to go down there as much as I can, like especially this weekend when everybody goes home. I'm try to stay after, you know, and get reps at it so I'm ready for next week.
Did you have a chance to sit down with Matthew Smiley? And if so, what did he say about, you know, watching your tape in the preseason, what he knows about you and those early conversations?
Yeah, so, you know, everything was brief. We're going to sit down today, you know, but I did get a chance to speak to him. You know, it was just they all love my returning, my returning ability, you know, and they just want to see what I can do. And they really have faith in me. And that's all I really mean. It's a blessing.
Brandon Codrington, I mean, how about that? I asked him, what's the windiest you've ever fielded a punt in a game? Now, they didn't have a game yesterday, but he said today, meaning yesterday. It wasn't even that windy in Western New York yesterday. I believe he went into the stadium to work on it and, you know, to start judging it and understand the winds, kind of what he said to us there. But that just goes to show you how tough it is, how challenging it is in that stadium when it gets windy. For him to say that was wild. Brandon Codrington right there. All right, all that audio is on demand at WGR550.com. Hopefully a little bit later, we'll also have some time to hear from UB Bulls, who are on the team. Of course, veteran Cam Lewis, and now Jamarcus Ingram, who made the 53-man roster. Caught up with them as well. But in the meantime, Marcel Louis-Jacques, ESPN NFL Nation, covers the Miami Dolphins, used to be here in Buffalo. He joins me after this timeout on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.